everybody. My name is Kaz.
This is Medibot.
This is the Skulls Cast, episode 62, where wherein Medibot and myself review Gatecrash, not Guildgate, like I said a minute ago, like an idiot. And we're going to do it in an hour, and we're going to do all but three cards. Yeah. Well, there are others that we're going to omit, but there are three that we're going to come back to later. And to keep us to the allotted time, we have set up a little mixtape here.
Yeah.
This is one of KFJ's mixes. So when I hit start here, this is the start of the time. And when this ends, we're done.
Okay.
If cards don't get reviewed, they don't.
Okay, so hold on. Before you start,
okay.
Just letting the viewers know. It's the new set. The full spoiler hit like last night or
yeah.
the night before.
That's right.
So we've been poring over it.
Yes.
You know, thinking about this set. So hopefully... You know, if something's not interesting, we're not going to spend
a lot
of time.
Yeah, we're just
going to
base.
You know, I'm
going to
try and break myself of that bad habit where I think of how this boring thing could be interesting. I'm ready. My body is ready.
All right, well, here it goes. Start. All right, the ball here. Sorry, I forgot the volume. Okay, that doesn't count. Anyway.
So, okay, so we got...
Aerial Maneuver.
Aerial Maneuver, combat trick.
Yeah, base for that.
Do we need to be reading out the codes or not?
I don't think so. I mean, we're capturing them here, and anyone who's... You can follow along the visual spoiler at home.
Yes.
We'll just say, aerial maneuver. It's a combat trick. It's a guy leaping.
Yeah.
Boom. Done.
Okay.
Angelic Edict.
Good removal.
Yeah, it's really solid. Five on a sword.
Five on
a just
unconditional exile.
Kills something that's...
Sometimes
that's
you tag
an
enchantment.
You always want to have, like, one of these in your deck. It's perfectly fine. So, up next we have our Bomb Rare, Angelic Skirmisher.
Beating in a half.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Also, one of the pieces, like, this is the first piece of, like, Angel Lady art that is not dire.
No, I'm completely down with this
future.
Image representing,
it's
Angelic, Lady with Wings, Skirmisher, swords.
That's all you need.
There we go.
It's very powerful, like, 6-drop. Next up is Assault Griffin. This is a reprint and a solid one.
It's completely fine.
So, run it. Why not?
Basilica Guard.
Basilica Guard!
The first of our extort creatures.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about extort. We're going to spend our time on extort on this guy, and every time afterwards we'll just say extort, and you'll know.
Yeah.
It is a good mechanic. I mean, it's one word, and that's it. There's no, like, variation to it.
Yeah.
There's no, like,
it's just,
number.
Is extort.
Like, extort. When you cast a spell, you can pay that, and that's it. You get to pay that cost for as many things as you have that say extort. They all trigger, basically. So that's how you break the one-to-turn rule or whatever. You just have more guys with extort. And they're perfect on a defensive guy like this, where you can just sit there and block and then, like, cast a spell, gain life, drain them.
Yeah. Ozob game plan with extort
is
to grind them out. This card lets you do that.
Yeah, that's Basilica Guards. Next up is Blind Obedience, a rare enchantment.
Also has extort.
Yeah.
It kind of hoses haste and flash stuff.
It's not bad. Artifacts and creatures and battlefield tap. The weird part is that extort happens first on the card. Every other card that has extort has it second or at the end. It's like
baffling.
The last end. But enchantments are weird.
Alright.
Whatever.
Boros Elite.
Next up is Boros Elite. One on a 1/1.
With Battalion.
Battalion.
Idea with Battalion is that a creature with Battalion says whenever this creature and at least two other creatures attack, something nice happens. Sometimes, usually it's just a buff to that creature, but it could be pretty much anything.
Yeah, I mean, they're all triggered abilities. It's attacking creature craft. It could be more than that, but it isn't in this set. Boros Elite itself is Boring Elite.
Yeah.
At Uncommon... I don't think I ever want this. But then I don't think that the Boros game plan is going to come together the way the other game plans do, because you need too much for anything to happen. Next up is Court Street Denizen. Part of a cycle.
Cycle of Denizens.
Yeah, of like white, blue, you know, when a creature of color enters the battlefield, do a thing that I do. And this one taps down things, which is good.
Yeah, Gray Ogre that, you know, taps down things when you cast a white creature seems
all
right.
Yeah, not bad at all. Next up, Daring Skyjack. Skyjack? Is that...
Skyjack.
Okay.
Like Wojack, but Skyjack.
Okay. He's a 3-1.
He's a 3-1 for 2. He might fly. If he flies, that's pretty all right.
Yeah, that's it. Debtor's Pulpit. 5 mana land aura, tap target creature. It turns your land into an ice manipulator. It's very, very expensive.
Yeah.
And crappy. And you're still going to lose to it, and that's how these cards
are. Yeah, just tapping you down will just
blow
you up.
Beautiful Joe!
Beautiful
Thrall!
Beautiful Thrall. This guy is going to be great if they find an outplant. Yeah, this is a cheap regenerator.
This is the best skeleton I've seen in a long time. All he needs is creature type skeleton.
Skeleton
thrall? He's a perfectly pretty little guy.
I like what they've done with the thralls with those arms. They're weird looking.
Next up is a card that makes no damn sense. Frontline Medic. The 3-mana 3-3 with Battalion who makes your guys indestructible. And sacrifice him to counter target spell with X and its cost, unless his controller pays 3. Now he's a 3-3 for 3, Battalion is 3 guys, and the ability has 3. And unless all of these numbers were 3, you wouldn't remember it, because it's just too much damn stuff on one
too
card.
Too much stuff.
Way, way, way too much going on with this guy. He makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
But he's powerful, so run it.
Yeah. Gideon, we'll come back.
We'll come back to Gideon at a later cast.
Gideon the Gateless. Perfectly adequate, you know, mid-sized flyer.
Sure.
Champion on defense, but can still swing like a pro.
Yeah, I like her on attack, as well as defense, if at all. Guild Scorn Ward. I'm gonna enchant creature, protection from multicolored. Boring as hell! You don't want this. Screw that. Hold the gates! 2-mana or 3-mana enchantment, sorry. Creature control points. Okay, have vigilance. Boring. Sometimes
like you will have a gate. Everyone has a gate. Don't count on having two, but you can count on having one.
You won't have more than one gate, but you'll have a gate, so this will be fine. Holy Mantle, Batman. 4-mana turns your guy to Chomano or Uncle Istvan or something.
Yeah, not Chomano.
Provides unblockability. That's something. Protection from creatures means creatures can't block it.
Yes.
That's good!
It doesn't protect it at all from the instant or sorcery aiming squarely at its head to 2-for-1 you.
Yeah, but for the one turn where you get to cast it and then attack, that's
yeah.
Fine. Next you're, up, Knight of Obligation! You are obliged to...
Alright, 4-mana 2-4 with Vigilance is already in playable territory. Yeah. Let's give it Extort.
Yeah, sure. I like that he has two words as his
Vigilance, Extort. There we go.
Nightwatch! How much would you pay for 2/2 white knight creature tokens with vigilance?
Picture an excellent example of police brutality in Ravnica. Disarm the borders.
Punching. Luminate Primordial, part of a cycle of primordials who are all avatars who enter the battlefield and do things for each opponent. This one is... they're all 7-mana, too. This one is a 4/7 vigilance, and it swords to plowshares is one thing.
Yeah.
Preach.
You know what it sort of reminds me of? The Avatar cycle that were all like 6 and 2 of the color that you could make cheaper.
Yeah.
In terms of just their power levels and abilities.
This guy's kind of boring, but EDH
Swords.
Staple.
Yeah, all the primordials are going to show up there.
Murder investigation!
This I did.
You get a bunch of dudes when your creature dies. Enchant creature you control, by the way.
Yeah.
When your creature dies. You get men.
You get one less equal to its power.
Sure.
I mean, it's a way to just refill your board.
Soldier
with
creatures. They're not like human soldiers.
They're just soldiers.
Nav Squad Commandos. The Dogs of War.
They're Dogs of War.
Yeah,
they're 5-mana 3-5. And they battalion to get 1-1 and fake impossible vigilance. Because you can't actually give it vigilance after it attacks.
Yeah.
Well, you can. It's just worthless. Righteous Charge.
Miniature Overrun for White. Kind of crappy. I don't like this.
Yeah. I like those better in instant speed where I can actually surprise my opponent.
Or save a guy. Because toughness. Shielded Passage. This would save a guy, except it's awful. For no damage that would be dealt to target creature. Who cares? Save my one creature? And just from damage?
Yeah, trade with their question.
It's like worse than indestructibility. Smite!
Smite, reframe. Great.
We like Smite. Syndic of Tithes.
Extort Bear.
Yeah, Extort Bear.
Good stuff.
Named Syndic, I don't know where that name comes from. Cindy, I guess. Urby's Protector. What do you get for a 6-mana 1-1?
Get a 4/4 Angel with flying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
so
that
brings
makes
a buddy. Bounce him, recur him, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
blink him, slide him.
Get that added value.
Techno Drive him. Next up, Zurichi Tiger.
Who can gain life. Because cats can do that?
Yeah, this is part of the cycle of on-color activations that isn't actually a cycle. And is kind of boring and stupid and doesn't belong
stupid.
To the set.
The flavor text tries to fix it and fails.
Fuck you, Zurichi Tiger. Next up, Aether Eyes.
Oh,
this is awesome as hell.
It's like
4-mana to draw.
A lot of days of the week, this is going to be a one-sided evacuate.
And some days of the week, it's going to be a 1-for-1 creature, and that is perfectly fine. I dig it. Next up is Agoraphobia. And just fear of the out of doors. And it makes a creature shrink.
Yeah. You what was your power? It. You can get it back to your hand if you don't care about that creature anymore. You got some other way to deal with it, or it's just about to die.
Could be a beating, could be really bad. I don't want more than one of these in a deck. Next up is Clinging Anemones. This is our first Evolve creature, so we get to talk about Evolve.
Evolve says, whenever a creature... Evolve is a keyword that appears on creatures only. Whenever a creature enters the battlefield under your control, if that creature has greater power or toughness than this creature, put a +1/+1 counter on this creature. So your creature with Evolve sees someone bigger, says, I want to be just like him.
Yeah, bigger, gets bigger a counter. Here or here. And that doesn't matter. It can have bigger power and lower toughness, but the bigger toughness would be added on.
So. Which makes unbalanced things like this 1/4 means it's easy to evolve, and it's easy to make it evolve other things.
Yeah, so most of the creatures are going to be like
that. Wish it didn't have Defender.
But
you do.
You don't want to overload on Clinging Anemones, I don't think. Cloudfin Raptor, on the other hand, you could play pretty much any number of those and be...
It flies and it gets bigger.
Yeah.
Huh, that seems okay.
Next up is Diluvian Primordial, because blue gets the best of everything always. It gets a 5/5/5, or a 7/5/5 flyer in the Avatar cycle, which is a great beater. And then you get to cast spells.
Out of each opponent's yard.
Yeah.
Instant or sorcery.
Yeah. That's quite good.
Yes.
Quite powerful. Enter the Infinite, we will cover in a later cast. Yes. Frilled Oculus, we will cover in this cast.
Yeah, he's a homunculus.
He's great. He's like that switchy power toughness guy, except way better than
him. Yeah, so he starts off...
discard the card to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
So he's sort of a Root Waller sort of guy. Yeah. He's got the one-time pump, cost green mana, part of a cycle that has, split across the guild colors, the creature's mana cost, and a ability activation
cost.
Right,
so that was the Thrall from before.
Yeah, that was the regenerating Thrall from before when we get this Frilled Oculus.
Yeah, Frilled Oculus.
I'm pretty happy with this guy.
He's so cool!
He has an unbalanced power and toughness.
I like homunculuses.
Grow into a dog.
Well, that's all I like is the homunculus part of it. Gridlock! Blue and X, tap X, target non-land permanents. This is never, ever going to do what Giga Drowse did, and sometimes they're going to be able to counter it with Frontline Medic.
Screw Frontline Medic.
Yeah, sometimes.
Gridlock seems okay.
Hands of Binding, and we get to talk about Cypher.
Tell us about Cypher.
When you cast a spell with Cypher, Cypher has to appear at the bottom because it says, you may exile a spell encoded on a creature you control, like Haunt. Whenever that creature deals combat damage to a player, its controller may cast a copy of the encoded card without paying its mana cost. Crucially, the encoded copy does not then get ciphered onto something else. It doesn't chain out like that. It's just like, every time you do combat damage, bam, that's like... Again.
So it's a bunch of instants and sorceries that sort of turn into these weird fake auras.
Yes, and they're all looter... Not looter effects. You know, the kind of saboteur effects.
Yeah.
They have to hit a player in order to get the spell. The way I read them is, if you get two out of it, like the one immediate, the one for the casting and the one immediately after when you attack, that's cost. So that's what you're paying for. Hands of Binding itself is great.
Because it sleeps a guy.
It sleeps a guy.
Which makes it easier to get in so you can sleep a guy.
Yeah, so we want unblockable.
So it works with its own mechanic.
What we do not want is Incursion Specialist.
Alright.
The 1/1/3 who requires you to cast two spells.
2/1/3.
That's two.
I'd play a 1/1/3.
I would play a 1/1/3 as well. He's a 2/1/3. He becomes unblockable only after you've cast two things. The Cypher spell is usually going to be the second thing you cast. It does say cast, right? May cast a copy.
It counts as casting a spell for all things.
I mean, on the rare occasions that this guy is an unblockable 3/3, that's kind of cool, but he's not going to.
He's usually
not. No. Keymaster Rogue, on the other hand, is totally unblockable. He is also a rogue. 4/3/2. When he enters the battlefield, you bounce one of your own guys. So he, becomes the Keymaster Rogue or whatever. There are reasons to want to cast things again and again.
Yes.
For example, Extort. For example,. Other things?
Evolve,
I guess. The
Denizen Cycle.
Yeah, all the Denizen Cycles do
that. There are enough things that this is like a neutral side rather than an up or down side.
It's basically a downside. You get to shake off their auras, so Keymaster Rogue, he's awesome! He's also a common. Wow!
Yikes.
Common unblockable. Last thoughts! 4-mana draw card Cypher Sorcery. Miserable. Leyline Phantom! 5/5/5.
And he keeps disappearing
when
he deals combat damage. So he's a big, ETB enabler.
Yeah, cast me again and again.
The Evolve deck wants one of these guys to
The Denizen deck wants one of these guys.
Also that.
Yeah, why not? Metropolis Spray is what I really want for Cyphering. A flying squire that pumps a little.
Can switch, essentially switch yeah, powers and toughness.
Maybe she'll get some kind of like toughness boost that lets you go crazy Frostburn weird style.
Yeah, I don't think so. Though. Who knows?
Mind Eye Drake.
You know, when this was just a 2/5 flying for a 5, that was okay.
It was also like common at that time.
That's true. This one lets, when it dies, mill for 5. Demure's on the mill plan this set.
Yes.
And mill 5 is out of their, you know, 33.
Yeah.
You know, that's a
hit. Quite real. We like this guy. Next up is Fake Pongify.
Right. Called Rapid Hybridization this time. Instead of getting an ape, you get a frog lizard.
Yeah.
Same deal.
It's an instant. It's good removal. The art doesn't make any damn sense.
No sense.
We already know what's happening, but the art does not convey what's happening.
The words frog lizard really convey more than the art does.
Yes.
Think about frog lizard.
Have no art, basically. Roam right.
Blue does everything.
Yeah. You get to color fix for blue. This guy is super boring. Don't play him.
Yeah.
Next up is Saints Row Denizens.
Who mills when a blue creature shows up on your team.
3-mana 2/3 that mills.
Yeah.
Upside.
Yeah.
Just what the hell? Why does blue keep doing that?
Because blue gets everything.
Sell off a cultist.
Yeah, sell off a cultist.
Blue gets everything.
Yeah. Sapphire Drake.
Including Sapphire Drake.
Which is a big ol' 4/4 flyer for 6.
Perfectly fine stats for a limited body.
Gives all your other creatures with +1/+1 counters on them flying.
Which in this set means your Simic creatures.
More or less. This
almost
is,
entirely.
This might as well, you know, have the Simic symbol on it.
Yeah, seriously.
For all it's worth. There are a few other sources that you could do.
Scatterark. Which is 4-mana, negate, draw a card. And it has isn't stuff on it. And
for no reason.
Flavor text is dire.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It's very stupid.
This is a terrible card. Simic Flux Mage is pretty good, though.
Yeah. He's 3-mana 1/2 evolve, who can move counters onto other creatures, which critically shrinks him.
From him onto other creatures.
Shrinks him so he can evolve more easily.
Evolve again.
You put counters where they need to be, like maybe on Simic Manipulator. Who's a 3-mana 0/1 evolve, who can remove counters from himself to gain control of creatures, sort of Old Man of the Sea style.
Yeah. I do regret that there's no room left on this card for flavor text, but I think this guy is just the Old Man of the Sea again.
Yeah, he got merged with an octopus.
Yeah, now he's an octopus. Now he is the sea.
Yeah.
Old Man is the sea.
The control effect has no duration. You get him forever.
Yeah, you get him forever.
Sky Games.
I guess we need all these, like, land auras?
Yeah, there's a cycle of those.
Yeah.
This one gives a creature flying, but only as a sorcery.
Yeah.
Spell Rupture. Here's a card.
Yeah.
2-mana, sort of, not quite mana leak. Spell's controller has to pay X, where X is the greatest power among creatures you control, which if you're on the Simic plan, could be three pretty easily.
This could be very much better than a mana leak.
Yes.
And that's kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
Next up is Stolen Identity. It's a spell that copies a artifact or creature. That's kind of cool.
And ciphers.
And getting two extra creatures out of your spell.
Again, you
bonkers.
Know, say two activations is where you want to
do this. Yeah, that's how I balance them in my mind, because I think that's going to happen.
Right.
Next up is
Totally Lost, one of my favorite cards in the set. Has wonderful artwork, wonderful name, wonderful effect. Fibblethip, we love you. Don't worry, we'll help you. We'll help you.
We'll put you back.
But for now, he is back on top
of your
owner's library for 5-mana. Back you go. Back in time.
Sorry, we love you. He's a homunculus.
Voidwalk.
Ah,
so we slide a guy with Cypher for 4.
Slides a guy, which gets them out of the way for additional ciphering, but you really want to do that again, because it'll come back to the end step, and then...
You could use it to slide your own guys for, like, abusing
ETBs. There are enough reasons to do that.
There's weird stuff. Good luck getting the second cipher.
This is not as good as the sleep.
No, sleep one is definitely the one I'm most excited about, if I'm going to be ciphering at all.
So, next up is Way of the Thief, which we used to call something else in the core set, that, like, +2/+0 and unblockable in the core set, and you didn't need it and gate.
Yeah.
Tricks of the trade.
Yeah. But you have a gate anyway.
You do have a gate, so you can use the toughest pump, so this is good.
Yeah.
Unblockable.
Basically fine.
We like that. We
unblockable
like
is good.
That can't be blocked.
Alright, on to black.
Black has Balustrade Spy.
Alright, 4-mana 2/3 flyer, which is okay for black. The way Demure likes to mill in this set is the Mind Funeral, which is to say mill until you hit a land, so when Balustrade Spy enters the battlefield... You do just that.
Yeah, you do the Mind Funeral, which is,
comes
I guess,
in a common?
Happens at What is he spying on this balustrade exactly?
He's spying on a balustrade. That thing right there in the picture is a balustrade.
I know, but... Okay, whatever. Basilica Screecher is next. What? Is a flying squire with extort. He's a bat.
Has extort. Flying squire.
I like it.
Contaminated ground.
Reprint. Kind of good.
Corpse blockade.
Corpse blockade. Excellent.
Oh my goodness.
1/4 defender. Second other creature to give him death touch. He's a sack outlet. He's a good blocker. He's like two good blockers because you block, sack, block.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's corpse blockade.
Yeah. Orzhov wants exactly that.
Try and get past me.
Demir probably also wants that. Yeah. Everyone wants that. You're running black mana. You probably want one of those. Crypt Ghast. 4 mana 2/2 extort. That makes your swamps do double duty.
I am gassed for Crypt Ghast.
Yeah.
Like masks dancing around and stuff.
And from the crypt.
From the crypt.
Getting extra mana is good to just get to your big spells and pay extort costs.
Yeah, occasionally you might be able to attack and block. Maybe not really.
No.
Anyway. Death's Approach. Primo removal. I like the removal in this.
Yeah, there are a lot of tricks, but there's a lot of removal.
Yeah, we've got pretty good removal. Death's Approach is pretty good. Yeah. You know, 1 mana aura where enchanted creature gets -X/-X, where X is the number of creature cards in its controller's graveyard.
Yeah.
So, like, right away it'll do something, and eventually it'll do everything.
Right.
It might immediately do everything.
Yes. And it gets, for 1 mana...
gets better as the game goes on.
Yeah, a cheap code that's good. Better late game.
Yeah.
So, run those.
Devour Flesh is next. It's a cruel edict, except they also gain life equal to the creature's.
So the creature's controller.
Yeah, so
gets
the
life.
You could like nug yourself to gain life.
Yeah, it's an instant edict.
Instant edicts.
All right,
that's good. A common man.
Yeah,
good removal.
I'm just gonna
Dying Wish, another enchant creature you control. I don't know what's up with that. This. It's not as good as Murder Investigation because you
drain X life rather than getting X 1/1s. I'd rather have two.
Yeah, I'd probably have.
Because they can attack and block.
Next up is Gateway Shade.
Alright, 3 mana, 1/1 shade. Black mana for a regular shade pump. But gates give him that extra boost.
Gate pump! I am mighty because of gates.
Love those
so
gates.
Stupid.
It's goofy.
Get right out of here. We never want to use you. Sometime.
We do want to use.
We want to use Grizzly Spectacle because...
Excellent police art.
Instant 4 mana destroy target non-artifact creature because robots don't leave grizzly remains.
Right. You could stop there and I'd play it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be, like, excited.
It mills equal to power.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, again, you know, kill spell plus mill. Kill and mill. Demir.
Gutter Skulk. Is a zombie rat.
Zombie rat bear.
Zombie rat bear.
Rat is important later.
Yes. Horror of the Dim. I like horrors. I think that's why I have to be here. This is another one of those off-color activations. 5/3/4,
yes,
maybe hexproof. It's worse than that guy from the core set in green. But he's a horror! He's black!
Yeah. He might have hexproof. Illness in the danks.
Illness! 1/1 enchantment, creature token, -1/-1.
Hose those tokens.
Yes, especially
hose
the 1/1 tokens.
Hose the heck
kill
out of
them. Kill them all forever.
Yes.
Kill them with Killing Glare.
So we have the Killing Ray, you know, we have Heat Ray and Death Ray, and now we have Killing Ray.
Killing Glare!
This is great removal, slam it.
You know, wouldn't polarized lenses protect you from the Killing Glare?
Yeah, but they haven't invented those in Ravnica.
Ooh, Lord of the Void!
Lord of the Void! Huge!
He's huge! He's too huge to use, but if you ever do...
Unusably huge.
You're very happy.
Yes, oh yes, if you get to... Get in with him, you're in a good place.
I'm tempted enough. I'll try it. I'll be the guy.
Case of the Mental Vapors. 4 mana discard a code cipher.
This is slightly better than the draw card one, I think, but it's still really boring. Also, this is uncommon? What the hell? It's like worse than Mind Rot. Midnight Recovery!
4 mana Raise Dead with cipher.
I mean, if you get that... really good.
Like, if you can keep... having that happen, like, if you have something that lets you sack things to kill things, and then you keep the board clean, and then have some beautiful impossible scenario.
I don't think I really want that.
No, not really. He was a cool guy, though. Ogre Slumlord! 5/3/3, that whenever anything other than a creature token dies, you put a 1/1 black rat token onto the battlefield, and all of your rats, be they tokens or otherwise, have death touch.
Or otherwise?
Yeah, suddenly that...
Suddenly a rat?
2/2 looks okay. Generating a bunch of death touch who seems pretty
great,
Kaz.
Great. How about the Sepulchral Primordial?
Right, so black gets a 5/4 Intimidate as their Primordial. and they get to steal a creature out of each opponent's yard.
Yeah, rather than a spell. So he's, like, worse than the blue one. Still also, Sepulchral Primordial. Are we running out of words that hard?
It's SP. Just call him SP.
SP. He's SP.
Alright, so we got the Black Mana Denizen in Shadow Alley, who gives your creatures Intimidate on a 1-mana 1-1.
He's a rogue. This is important.
Is a rogue.
He's a rogue.
Shadow Slice!
Slice!
Here's a Cypher spell we can do. 5 yeah. mana, 3 target opponent loses 3 life, Cypher.
Yeah, this is going to kill you out of nowhere.
Yes.
You'll be like, oh, I can take, you know, I'm at 10, whatever, I can take his 2. Oh my god! And then you'll die.
Yes.
And you'll be like, oh,
you'll
Shadow
be in the
Slice.
Graveyard.
Next up is Slate Street Ruffian.
Grey Ogre, who doesn't like to get blocked. When he gets blocked, the blocker player has to discard.
You really don't want to have to play this guy.
Nah, well, he's a Grey Ogre.
Compared to what's going on.
Yeah.
Grey Ogres are getting worse as time goes on.
Oh, sadness. Smog Elemental.
We're really happy about Smog Elemental.
He's very, and he's happy to be here.
Yeah,
he hates flyers that your opponents control.
Big old grin on his face. That he's just happy to see.
With two little glowy blue eyes.
The guy from Ferngully. I mean, he's flying and he hoses other creatures with flying, which is
opponents'
nuts.
Creatures with flying.
Yeah.
Only opponents.
Yeah.
All upside.
Yes! We like him.
Yeah.
He's great. He'll kill your ass.
Syndicate Enforcer, 4 mana, 3 to extort. Common.
Yeah, he's a rogue.
Rogue, so like mid-size extort guy. Thrall Parasite. What the balls
what the hell
is going
on
with Thrall Parasite?
Parasite.
So he's a 1-mana 1-1 with extort, but then what the hell is this
crap? They could bloody well stop there, and that would be a
like,
good comment.
Tap and pay 2 life to remove a counter from a non-land permanent?
Wait, why non-land? Who cares if I'm removing counters from lands, you
from
asshole? Oh no! Yes, no, we're terrified of making another combo with Dark Depth that also takes forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes forever.
Understated Former.
Alright, so a 3-mana 2-3, that's a sack outlet that Mind Funerals.
Oh my god, this guy is nuts.
Yeah, he's gonna
sack
be.
Sack for Mind Funeral?
Pretty
okay,
great.
Count up your lands.
Right.
Sack, 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 sack. You're dead.
In your normal draft deck, a person has 17 lands. Keep count.
Yeah, no kidding. Next up is Undercity Plague.
6-mana target player loses a life, discards a code, sacks opponents. We got this little small pox going on.
Yeah.
And Cyphers.
Could eventually be a big pox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can, if you can, that's the rare Cypher card.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, by the time you get to 6-mana, you'll probably have the unblockable guy.
Yeah.
And it's not the worst to just cast on them.
Yeah.
Sack land or something. But, yeesh.
All right.
Finally, in black, we have the White of Precinct 6, who's a 2-mana 1-1, and he gets bigger for each creature card in your opponent's graveyard.
Yeah, sort of like Boneyard Worm, except he always has that 1 point of power and toughness.
Yeah, so he won't die on his own,
yep.
And he'll be huge.
And he counts your opponent, not you.
Yeah.
So you have a bit less control, but you're Demir and you're milling
them. Yeah, you can mill them and get a huge guy. And
yeah.
Yes.
All right, on to Red.
Red gets Act of Treason reprinted at common.
Bamukor.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, get beaten by that a few times. Bamukor. 2-mana. So we got a Squire with Battalion to deal 1 damage to a creature.
Very rarely better than Squire, which is so sad for creatures.
Very rarely better than a 2-2 for 2.
Yeah.
Cinder Elemental is a 4-mana 2-2 who can blaze things by blowing himself up.
He blazes with Information. And
yeah.
He is Primo Removal and a fine creature.
That's quality.
He's fine.
Crackling Parameter is less quality.
Terrible.
You tap a gate to deal damage to each opponent.
Opponent.
If it's stacked, I'd play it.
Yeah, if it dealt damage to creatures, I would play it.
Yeah.
It doesn't do either of those
things. Doesn't do either of those things. Neither of us are playing it. Ember Beast. 3-mana 3-4. Can't attack a block alone. Bigger Mog Flunkies.
We pay 1 more for 1 more toughness of Mog Flunkies.
Sort of weird now that Centaurs aren't here to make 4 toughness an important number.
That would be...
But at 3, you're not. He's not going to be hard to have
okay.
him
I guess
give him a buddy.
The Boros deck, because he wants just a bunch of dudes. Like Fire Fist Striker.
Fire Fist Striker is a piker who battalions to make target creature can't block.
That's quite good.
So that's actually a real effect.
We like him. He's real.
We want to be swinging. We want to get in. 5 alone fires your 3-mana enchantment. That's wacky and is the second card to use blaze counters in the game of Magic the Gathering. Whenever a creature you control deals combat damage to anything, you put counters on it, and you can remove 5 counters to tag a creature or player for 5. So it's a little slow and weird, but aren't your creatures dealing combat damage anyway?
Yeah, I mean, you probably are gonna, like, slam it, attack with a bunch of dudes, get your fire, kill a guy, attack with more dudes. If you kill one creature with this, it's cost.
Yeah.
So, sure, 5 alarm fun.
If you can just
next up is Foundry Street Denizen. 1-1-1-1, whenever another red, he's the Denizen cycle, he gets +1/+0 for red creatures.
He's a goblin, and that's important for not limited.
Another goblin. Well, it's important for Pauper. He's a great, great common, and can immediately kill people with, like, lots of goblins.
Yeah.
He's another card for that deck. Furious Resistance! As if this set did not already have so many combat traits.
3 power and first strike for 1. That logically says, blocking creature. Oh, so sad.
Oh, it would be so good!
It's like double reverse smite. It makes you wave your hands a bit before it's actually a smite.
Smite.
Helikite Tyrant.
Big old Boomerang!
I win the game!
Yeah, I have all of the buildings and I win the game. I mean, you should probably play this because, I mean, 6-5
Mind Trample, possibly
that's
steal an artifact.
Quite good. Yeah. Like, you steal their guild rune or key rune.
Yeah.
That's good. Like a pro. He's powerful. Run him.
And we got Kool-Aid Goblin!
Hey! He gives himself and everybody else haste.
And
they have to attack.
They have to attack. But you wanted to do
you
that
wanted
anyway.
You wanted to do that anyway.
He makes you play correctly.
Homing Lightning! 4 mana instant, 4 damage to a creature. And each creature with the same name as that creature.
You get one guy, you're doing okay. You get two guys, you're in business.
I'm going to steal this card for a set that I am making. I'm going to reprint that card.
Legion Loyalist. So they have 1 mana, 1/1 haste, battalions to give your team first strike, trample, and can't be blocked by creature tokens.
It's this weird little extra that they did. They didn't want it to be actually good, because then he'd have to cost more than one.
Yeah,
they
be
to be
double
red. So he has this extra upside that's, like, unique.
That.
It's stupid. Whatever.
Stupid.
This whole card
but,
is stupid.
Like,
I hate that red gets stupid cards. You shouldn't play that card. Next up is Madcap Skills. Check out my skills.
It's an aura that gives a 3 power boost and makes your dude hard to block.
Yeah, he gives
him another
head.
Cannot be blocked alone.
Gives him another head.
Yeah.
It's a two-headed.
With his mad skills. Mark for death. So forces a creature your opponent controls to block and forces all their other creatures to not block. So this can also just be like a weird, all my guys are unblockable this turn sort
of thing. Sometimes it's a kill spell, sometimes it's an overrun. Most of the time it's somewhere in between the two and it's weird. Don't overload on this card, but...
Yeah. One is fine.
Yeah, one's fine.
Massive raid.
Any number of massive raids is fine.
Nuts to the... It's the 5-0! This Orzhov guy has been doing illegal things and he's about to get blown up equal to the number of creatures I control.
Yeah, I mean, so this is probably Annihilating Fire, which is fine. And
yes.
And occasionally it'll be massive.
Yeah, like, and, sort of an end game, like, oh, whoops, I have 6 creatures. Oh, whoops, a 3 mana.
And this is creature
than...
or player,
yeah.
So, yeah.
You can
good.
Go for the dome if you feel like it.
Molten Primordial!
We've got to get to 6-4 haste
yeah,
as that
6-4
Primordial. And gets to threaten.
Threaten one from everybody.
Yeah.
He starts a party!
Yeah.
Next up is Mugging.
Mugging.
Which I only wish were better. It's one red sorcery.
It's all right.
2 damage a turn on a creature. That creature can't block this turn.
It's really only doing one or the other.
You
really hope it's the first.
It should say choose one.
Yeah.
And that...
No.
I guess... Occasionally, I wanted so much more out of a card called Mugging. Ripscale Predator! Oh, he can't be blocked by
He's got 2 heads. 6-1, 6-5, 2 heads.
Look at that. He's got a couple heads.
He's the Thrill Lizard.
Is that also a head, or is that an arm?
You can't tell it, so you treat it as a head for safety reasons.
Yeah, okay. Next up is Scorch Walker,
Scorch
and
Walker.
I guess we get to start talking about
Talking about Blood Rush. Blood Rush is the Ghoul Clan ability. They're attached to creatures, and it'll say, you know, some cost, and discard this creature from your hand. Target attacking creature gets some bonus, usually a bonus equal to whatever this creature is.
Yeah, it's always
is.
A bonus equal to what the creature is. If the creature has first strike, the bonus is first strike, and so on.
Yes.
In this case, he's just a 5-1, so the bonus is +5/+1.
Four mana for a 5-1, 3 mana to rush it.
Yeah.
Skinbrand Goblin is a piker that blood rushes for 1 mana.
Yeah.
So that seems okay.
No, he's totally solid. Whereas the previous one, you're only ever going to blood rush, basically. This guy will do either and breed perfectly fine. Next is Skullcrack, which only deals damage to players, which is stupid. The players can't gain life, which I guess is a bug fix for Thragtusk, but not really. And then
damage can't be prevented. Red does like to get it.
I mean,
I
guess you occasionally want that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Structural Collapse. Stupid. Tin Street Market. also stupid.
Too expensive.
Way too expensive.
Too expensive.
Five
for mana
to loot on a lance?
To tool.
Oh, tool on a lance. You're right. Yeah. It's tooling, not looting.
Towing Thunder Fist is not too expensive, though.
No, not at all.
Five mana 4/4 with the white activation to gain vigilance. Five mana 4/4 at common is fine.
I mean, it's kind of lame that he only activates once, but same with the Ruwall, same with the Hexproof. Regen. Oh, okay. I guess they're all. You always want to activate them once, basically.
Yeah.
I guess that's another part of the cycle. Lycio Shanked Tail.
4 mana 3 on first strike.
That's totally reasonable.
Which is reasonable. Blood Rushes for 3, also
that's,
reasonable.
Yeah.
Is a good sort of
surprise first strike.
Slip that knife in there.
Oh, man. He's got the shank. War Mind. Infantry.
Because red gets worse 3 mana 2 things than blue does,
always.
It battalions to give itself plus 2 plus L.
Because aggressive. I never see battalion working. It won't. There's too much good removal. Wrecking Ogre!
A 5 mana 3/3 double strike.
At rare.
Who blood rushes for still 5 mana, although a heavy event commitment on the blood rush.
Yes. I don't know what that's about. I mean, usually the blood rush has a heavier commitment. We saw that with the other guy.
Yeah.
So
that's curious.
Maybe
that's
their
thing.
Either side is reasonable.
Yes.
It's just kind of good. Green!
On to green. Green is full of things that I like Adaptive Snapjaw. It's a 5 mana 6/2 with Evolve.
So probably a 7/3 or more.
Yeah. Alpha Authority. Or that gives Hexproof and cannot be blocked by more than one creature.
So it's all those creatures who, I don't know, can only be blocked by 2 or more creatures.
Yeah, so all your 2-headed creatures are now just Hexproof unblockable. Ooh, yeah!
Yog. Pretty good.
Still, or gives Hexproof.
Yeah,
pretty decent.
That's good.
Boost of Strength, hell of a trick.
But we need more combat tricks.
Put a 1/1 counter on a target creature and untap it. Surprise, he blocks and kills you.
Also, he's a rooster, partially.
Yeah.
At least.
He's a lizard rooster. Speaking of things that are two animals, let's look at Krakenur, the Crocodile Frog. 3 mana, 1/3, reach and evolve. Very quickly becomes a giant spider, very quickly becomes more than a giant
Better
spider.
Than a giant spider.
Like maybe if you play Crown Ceratoc, a 4 mana 4/3 with Trample, that gives all of your creatures with 1/1 counters on them Trample.
He also has the gem in his skull, like the guy.
Yeah, he does. So that is probably a Simic thing. They just let's put a gem in his head.
Yeah,
and that's like a whole goofy
for whatever reason decided that they
thing
weren't
from the old
have
set.
The,
yeah,
so they're like twins of a cycle.
Yep.
Next is Disciple of the Old Ways. The Old Ways being a bear.
Being
I
a
guess.
Bear that can get first strike.
That's the old ways.
That's the... And that completes our
Experiment
cycle.
One.
Experiment one. 1 mana, 1/1 evolve.
Hey!
Remove 2 1/1 counters from it to regenerate it. This is not as good as it looks.
Yeah.
Because if it's up to 3/3, has 2 damage on it, you can't actually safely regenerate it. You remove the counters as the cost, it dies as a 1/1.
Yeah.
Before the regenerate even resolves.
That'll end up weird. He doesn't regenerate. He just evolves. Whatever.
Just evolves.
That's fine.
Forced adaptation, or that just makes your dude bigger every upkeep.
I could swear that they've already printed this. I
maybe under a different name?
Probably
the effect seems familiar. Speaking of effects that seem familiar, Giant
Ataphage!
Hey, everyone like Spawn Rive, let's make him a 7/7 for 7.
And that's it.
He's just big ol' Giggle Wiggler.
Gigantic Spawn Rive. Gigantic Giggle Wiggler.
Next up, we got the Greenside Watcher. Piker that untaps a gate.
Now, you want your mana elves to cost 1, honestly, so he's...
Well, you want your, 1 mana elves, that's what this is, to cost 1. Your more than 1 mana elves, on the other hand,
your Gyre Sage.
Say 1/2 with Evolve, taps to add a green to your pool for each 1/1 counter on it. This can get a little dumb.
This will get out of hand.
Critically, as soon as it shows up, until it has counters on it, it's not getting you anything.
It's just a squire.
Yeah, so get those counters on there. Hinder Vines is fog unless you're Simic.
Which is just rude.
Which
as hell.
Is the nastiest business, and I will run it. Speaking of things that are Simic, Ivy Lane Denison is a 4 mana 2/3, which is a little more than we like to pay, but when a green creature shows up, put a 1/1 counter on target creature.
Yeah, you just pass counters around, maybe on the creature who showed up.
Maybe on the creature who showed up, maybe on your Ivy Lane Denison.
I mean, if
to
you,
make it a 3/4.
It starts to be reasonable then.
Yeah, Mining Slime.
Sorcery. Gives you a build ooze.
Makes an ooze equal to the greatest power that you have for 3 mana. This could usually be quite a bit more than you paid for.
Yeah.
Naturalize. Important reprint.
It's a reprint.
Ooze Flux is sort of a weird card. Plays nicely with all the evolve stuff, because if you just take one off all your evolve guys and you have a bunch of them, it's basically just one in the green to put, you know, a 5/5 into play and all your evolve guys stay the same size. You know, if you're heavy on evolve guys, this is a good sort of inevitability machine, because you're just going to keep making 5/5s with it. And I hear that's pretty good.
Yeah, two mana. For as many as you can pay your two mana. Yeah. It's like,
just keep making those slimes. Predator's Report is a doofy life gain card.
It's terrible.
Less scary is less terrible.
Yes.
5 mana, 4/5 is cost. When it becomes blocked, you can blow up an artifact with the rust or an enchantment with the scarab.
Oh, I was about to ask how rust gets an enchantment.
Yeah.
You scarab.
Yeah, you scarab it away. I scarabed it away.
Okay. Scab Clan Charger. So, I don't really want a 4 mana 2/4.
That doesn't have reach.
Yeah.
But the Blood Rush on there is fine.
Yeah, Blood Rush is real. 2 mana 2/4. Yeah.
Alright, Serene Remembrance is like goofy.
It's terrible. It's awful. Goofy. It won't actually save you from mill.
I'm doing something with my hand that indicates just how goofy this card is.
I want to mill you out.
Skull Goliath.
Oh my god, I'm the biggest in the Blood Rush.
He is the most Blood Rush. 8 mana 9/9 trample. Blood Rush is for 7. And then, if this guy works, you've won the game.
Yeah, that's an overrun cum laude.
Slaughter Horn. 3 mana 3/2 Blood Rush for just a green. So, one toughness off a giant growth.
Each of these sides of him is fine.
Yeah.
So he's a good card. The beast. I like him.
24 Slaughter Horn, 16 Forest.
Spire Tracer
is almost still on a ledge walker, but
it's
lacks
somehow,
that
like worse in every possible way.
Lacks that critical hexproof.
Also, can't we just give greenback scrib sprites already if we're gonna have stupid awful things?
No, green doesn't get fire.
The color pot. That
color pot. Blue gets everything.
So far gone.
Silver Primordial is your Green Primordial. 6/8 with a reach? Come on, give that shit trample.
Yeah. Seriously.
And he gets to blow up a permanent and find you a forest.
Which is neat.
Which is fine.
Isn't it non-creature permanent? Yeah. Okay,
non-creature permanent. Yeah, because that's the thing.
It's a more green thing.
Yeah. Tower Defense is a bad game and not a super great card.
And that's all we have to say about it. Verdant Haven. Fertile Ground, but you gain 2 life?
Fertile Ground, but you
get 2. I mean, Fertile Ground was cool because you could cast it on turn 2.
Yeah, this you cast on turn 3 and you get 2 life for your turn.
So you're being beaten down by whatever, like, Boros shit is happening. And moving on.
Wasteland Viper.
Yes, waste them.
Is a Squire with Death Touch who Blood Rushes.
He's no Squire, he's 1 mana.
Oh, I thought Squire was 2 mana.
Squire is 2 mana.
I can't count. I'm illiterate and I can't count. Wasteland Viper is pro as heck.
Awesome.
1 mana for 1/2 Death Touch, 1 mana Blood Rush. Something's dying.
Bonkers.
Wildwood Rebirth. Green gets raised dead at instant speed for 1 more. Seems okay. Instant speed, 1 more. Alright, that's all for just green. On to the multicolor.
Multicolor!
So we got Alm's Beast, which is in Orzhov colors. 6/6. Anything in combat with it has lifelink.
Yeah.
Sort of wacky.
I don't like it at all. I mean, it's just cheap beef.
It is cheap beef.
Not cheap enough and beefy enough to be attractive for that.
And if I'm grinding that out, the last thing I want my opponent doing is gaining life.
Yeah, seriously. It'll just take forever. Next up, Assemble the Legion.
So Boros gets this big, doofy 5-mana do-nothing enchantment, which I love.
But it makes creatures.
It makes creatures after
so
a turn.
Many creatures.
So many creatures. I'm not sure if it's going to matter.
Well, they get haste.
They do have haste, but it's like, so turn 6, you get 1/1 haste. Turn 6 at the earliest.
Yeah, for the Boros deck that wants to grind them out.
Yeah. Aurelia the Warleader, 6 mana, 3/4 Flying Vigilance, haste, blort, gets you an extra attack step each turn.
Basically. And that's really, really
That's
good.
That's quite powerful, actually. Yeah. Aurelia's Fury. Red, white, next. You get to just spit out X damage divided among creatures and players. Creatures hit, get tapped. Players hit, can't cast non-creature spells.
Rolling Thunder, but better.
Yeah,
that's
a mythic Rolling Thunder.
This thing is great.
Mortal.
This thing is a murder beast.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Worm's Champ, 5/8.
Yeah. Next up is Bane Alley Broker. Who's from Bane Alley? What are you made of? Why do you have different components? Why do you say, look...
It's Banality so, Broker.
It is Banality Broker. Get out of here.
This is goofy. Read it on your fake drawing codes. BioVisionary is a card made for me.
Yeah.
Because if you have four of them, you win the game. It's doofy. I love all the doofy Simic crap because I love doofy Simic crap. That's just how I play the game of Magic.
BioVisionary is legitimately interesting. That's
Bobo Enraged! Bobo is mad. He's an 8 mana 7/6 with Trample who throws lands at people.
Yeah,
he is the Seismic Assault.
He can draw more land and he can do Seismic Assault just on his own.
Yeah, he's a crusher.
He's crazy.
Boros Charm. 4 to a Dome. Makes your board indestructible or give a dude double strike. Those look like three good modes to me.
Yeah.
All the charms are like one mana of each color instant. Call the Nightwing.
Sweet.
Is definitely an interesting Sifu because it creates a creature which you can then encode your spell onto.
Yes.
So you're never without a target, Sifu target.
Also, what the hell is that?
That's the Nightwing.
The Nightwing.
And it is a horror. It makes a horror token.
It does make a horror. I love
Cartel Aristocrat is a bear that, like,
bear.
Sacks creatures
sack
to
bear.
Give herself protection.
It's like Mother of Runes, but in
there's a problem with the art on this.
A terrible, terrible problem.
Because there are 9 guild symbols shown. Simic is missing.
Which would be cool if Dimir were missing, because Dimir is a secret guild, and we don't talk about Dimir and all that.
From Tablet of the Guilds, everyone knows Dimir exists.
No. It's like... Anyway.
Flam Defiance. Alright, here's your big old Gruul Burn spell.
One does not talk about the 10th guild.
Yeah. Green, red, and X. Tag a creature on the ground, in the air, and a player. You know, one or more of those.
You probably want to do more, but
yeah.
You don't have to. It's nice. Consuming Aberration!
Alright, so here, you know, you've been milling all day with
Dimir. When you cast a spell, you get Mind Funeral as well, and he gets huge.
Yeah. Just
more
total cards in all opponents' graveyards. So
bonkers!
Like, multiplayer, he gets extra nuts. Death Pact Angel is the angel that just never wants to go away. 6 mana 5/5 flyer. When it dies,
it's
you
a
get a cleric that can sack itself for 6 mana and return the angel from your yard to the battlefield. So as long as your cleric never dies, you get to keep bringing your angel back. Importantly, the cleric has to tap to do it, so you can't just use this as some goofy, impossible 6 mana infinite. Dimir Charm counters a sorcery, destroy a creature with power 2 or less, or look at the top 3 of target player's library, put one back, and the other 2 in the yard.
The misinformed.
Yes.
I like it. I like Dimir Charm. It's not like super powerful, but it's just solid.
Dinrova Horror.
Dinrova Horror.
6 mana 4/4.
Yes. Horrors.
That you will recoil away.
You will recoil from the horror.
He bounces a permanent and then they discard. Domi Raid is a walker and will come back.
Walker.
Drapewing Crisis is just a
super
guy.
Like
common.
3-1 flying travel.
Lizard
Drake.
Lizard Drake. Because Simic love having two creature types.
And next up is Dusk Mantle Guild Gate. Guild Mage.
Alright, so we got another cycle of Guild Mages.
Yeah.
They're all 2/2s for 2.
Yep.
This is the Dimir one, so he makes players lose life whenever, you know, presumably milling, but really it does say into an opponent's graveyard, card into a yard from anywhere.
Right.
And the second one, full mana mill for 2.
I don't ever really want to do both of those.
It's pretty expensive to do both, but you have enough other incidental mill going on that you just use the first one all day.
And now the reason that I am Dimir, the Dusk Mantle Seer.
For mana 4/4 flying is already, pretty toasty.
And then at the beginning of your upkeep, everybody gets Dark Confidant.
Everybody bobs.
Everybody.
You build your decks and that this is good. Your opponent probably didn't.
Yeah. Woo! He's a pro wrestler and a luchador and a skeleton vampire.
And a wizard.
Wizard.
He's
just
spikes.
Happy to see you.
He's
like,
yeah.
Hey, come on.
Hello,
yeah.
My adoring fans.
Oh,
and everyone's
God.
Like,
yeah.
We get codes.
Yeah.
We don't. Elusive Crisis comes next, who is a 3 mana 0/4 unblockable evolve.
Yep.
Which is nuts.
That's pretty great.
I love it.
I'm going to splash that guy in my Dimir deck.
Executioner's Swing is like janky
so
Avenging
stupid.
Hero.
Yeah.
Why does it lower their power if they've already dealt
damage
this turn?
The
crime has been committed.
It's like they didn't want to just print, like, white-black -5/-5, because that would be too simple or good or something.
Yeah.
So they put this stupid condition on it so it feels more white.
Something.
Get out of here with that.
Next up is Fathom Mage, which is the Simic promo card for the pre-release.
Yep.
It's a 4-mana 1-1 with Evolve, but whenever you put a +1/+1 counter on it, you may draw a card.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how you put the counters on. You don't have to Evolve, but it could be anything. So
that's going to get you a bunch of cards, barely your opponent. Next up is Fire Main Avenger. 4-mana 3-3 Flying, already not bad.
Pretty good.
Battalions to Lightning Helix.
Yikes! Now, usually I don't like Wayne Reynolds art, but this one is okay because it's the usual Wayne Reynolds schlock, except it's being erased.
By a beam.
It's like,
that's the Lightning Helix.
My harmful ray will get rid of scrubby art.
Speaking of harm, Fortress Cyclops is a 5-mana 3-3 who's a 6-3 when attacking and a 3-6 when blocking.
Yep. If he, for some reason, attacks multiple times in a turn...
Oh, yeah. Like with Aurelia.
Yeah.
Then he goes up to 9-3. He loves it.
Bonkers!
Foundry Champion is, I believe, the Boros.
Yes, that's the Boros.
Promo, who's a 6-1 4-4, who, when he enters the battlefield, hits target creature or player equal to the number of creatures you control, paging Fire Main Kavu, and he can use red to pump power or white to pump toughness.
Well, I would say Flame Tone Kavu, not Fire Main.
Oh. Why did I say Fire... I was thinking of Fire Main Baku?
Well, Fire Main is a Boros name for...
Oh, okay. Flame Tone Kavu.
Frenzied Tilling!
Frenzied Tilling.
It's a reprint.
But, great.
I don't think it's that great.
No, neither do I.
Gore Clan Rampager!
4-mana 4-4 Trample at Uncommon. Oh, no.
Wait, was this also supposed to be, like, Rakdos's art? Because he looks kind of like Rakdos.
Oh, a little bit. He, Blood Rushes for 2, and he gets Trample!
Yikes, this guy is powerful.
Ground Assault.
Ah, this is, what's it called? Mountain shooting thing.
Not so good.
I don't remember the name.
I don't remember.
So we'll come back
it's good. Ghoul Charm doesn't make any sense. Creature that flying can't block, or gain control of all permanents you own, or 3 damage to each flyer.
We ran out of things that these colors can do.
3 damage to each flyer, like, I can buy that. Ghoul Rage Beast is a 7-mana 6-6 who runs the Fight Club. When he enters the battlefield, he fights a creature, and whenever any other creature you control enters the battlefield, they fight, because if it's your first night, you have to fight.
Yeah, that's a must.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
High Priest of Penance.
2-mana 1-1, when it's dealt damage, you may destroy target non-land permanent. Usually damage is going to kill it because it's a 1-1.
Because it's a 1-1. I mean, maybe you won't combo with this. He's just crazy.
If you, good luck. Hydroform. Turn a land into a 3-3 with flying until end of turn. It's wacky, and if I use it, I'll use it wrong, but it seems versatile. Kingpin's Pet is a pretty good extorter.
Just solid as hell.
3-mana 2-2 flying extorter.
Yeah. Straight up.
Thugs.
He's just good.
Yeah. Common.
What's up, Vimir Mastermind?
So you get a 4-mana 3-3 Hexproof. Whenever a creature code is put into an opponent's yard from anywhere, Lazav can turn into that, except he's still Hexproof, and he's still legendary, and he still has this copying ability.
Yeah, and he keeps his name.
He is still named Lazav. Marital Glory!
Marital Glory!
Boosts a...
Another combat trick!
More combat tricks. Master Biomancer. 4-mana 2-4 that makes... All your other creatures who show up after him have more counters on them.
Yeah.
Counters equal to his power, which is probably going to be 2.
Probably 2. Sometimes bigger, but probably 2.
Merciless
Eviction.
The moon has wrecked your shit.
6-mana to exile all artifacts or creatures or enchantments or planeswalkers. I'd like to imagine if you exile all artifacts, like the Orange Object just gets rid of everyone's buildings and clothes and stuff. So everyone's just sort of like walking around naked and they're like, wait, what happened? Where are my artifacts that I was wearing?
They were evicted.
They were evicted.
From your person. The Mind Grind!
Mind Grind! It's Mind Funeral for X lands instead of just one. And X can't be 0. Bonkers! I like this.
That guy's having such a bad day. What a Strider!
Favorite skeleton of the set. Look at this guy.
3-mana 1-1, when it dies, return it to its owner's hand. You gotta hand it to that skeleton, he just wants it more.
He's like, did I die? Oh, I'm sorry.
I fell down. Hold on, give me a sec. Okay.
Let's get him.
Alright, Mystic Genesis lives somewhere between Mystic Snake and Draining Whelk, and that's a fine place for a creature.
It is an instant that makes a token, and it's not itself a creature, so you can't blink or reanimate it the same way, but it's basically solid. Nimbus Swimmer.
Nimbus Swimmer is the smallest Leviathan printed to date.
Yeah, how about that? He's a Flying Hydra.
Flying Hydra, because, you know what? Somebody can do that. Ubzadot Ghost Council is
so
goofy.
Yeah, this is supposed to be like Ghost Council of Orjova, except one more cost, one more power toughness, one more like drain that it does.
Yeah.
But it's also worse in every conceivable way. Worse art, worse ability, can't save itself, not a sack outlet. Boring, awful, hideous, it's terrible, I don't like it.
1,000 Lashes, Pillory 2, Pillory Hardu, 1 extra mana, shuts off the activated ability.
Yes, they still lose that life though.
Yep. Wardroon Veteran gets you a 4 mana 3/1 who battalions to get double strike. Good luck?
Yeah, I mean.
Is my advice with this card?
You'll eventually, and then you don't really want to. He's so unworkable.
What's up, Charm?
What's up, Charm is good.
Rescue a creature you control and all its auras.
All the auras you control.
Well, you control attached to it. Vendetta.
Yeah, better Vendetta.
Better Vendetta because it can hit black creatures.
Great.
Or put a creature in your yard with CMC1 back into the battlefield. These are three.
We're not.
I mean, the last one's not going to be usually.
Paranoid Delusions!
Yes.
Blue and a black sorcery, mill 3, cipher.
Mill 3, cipher. Oh, yeah, mill plan.
I mean, this is the quintessential Dimir card right here. Primal Visitation!
Too expensive.
Way too expensive. Plus 3, plus 3 in haste. Five? You're never gonna have like.
You know what I'd like to do with five mana? Play like a 4/4 trample.
Yeah, seriously.
Lord. Next up is Prime Speaker Zagana, who is a beating and a half. She is a Titan. 6 mana for a 1/1, but she enters the battlefield with X +1/+1 counters on it, where X is the greatest power among other creatures you control. And when she shows up, you draw cards equal to her power.
Yeah, this is going right into standard.
Easily. Psychic Strike.
Counterspell with upside.
Yep.
Milling upside.
Cancel. We change the mana around a bit. They mill
two. Yes. This is so good.
Boogie the Profane. Mind Rot. You pay a white to gain 2 life with it.
That's pretty good, actually. It's like Blightning in reverse, kind of.
Kind of. Except Blightning was great because it dealt damage.
Yeah.
And you could get it with Blood
Rain. It's no Blightning.
Rebel Hulk is the...
That's the Gruul promo.
Gruul promo. 6 mana Star, its power and toughness are lands you control, and it Blood Rushes for 3 mana.
Yeah, so Blood Rush for X sounds exciting.
Yeah, it can be pretty nasty.
It's probably
going to
be Blood Rushed, honestly. 6 mana is way too expensive for that. Ruination Worm,
6
mana
7/6.
Yeah,
big ol' Dorcas. Crab Shark.
Shamble Shark.
2 mana, 2/1, Flash Evolve. Oh, yeah. Flash is pretty rare in this set.
Fish Crab, Flash
Fish Crab. Crab Shark, Crab Shark, Crab Shark. Signal the Clans.
Okay, so it's an instant. You get 3 creatures. If they all have different names, you get to choose one at random and then get it.
Yeah.
Then you shuffle the others in.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It's wacky.
As soon as we have like enough functional reprints of things, it might come around to be good. It's not going to be good in general or in like limited or anything. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be okay in limited. You could get like your 3/5 mana things or whatever.
Yeah, like if you don't care what big guy you
get.
Just need a big guy. Simic Charm. Giant Growth, Unsummon, or your permanents gain Hexproof until end of turn. Solid.
Yeah. I mean, both Giant Growth and Unsummon are good, so why not? That's great just there, and then it has another mode.
Yeah. Skarg Guildmage is your... Gruul.
Gruul.
I can never find the word Gruul in my head. Gives your team Trample... Or turns one of your lands into a 4/4 until end of turn.
He's a perfectly reasonable guy.
Oh, yeah.
Sky Knight Legionnaire is back.
Yeah.
With way worse art.
Crotch Shots.
What the hell?
Magic the Gathering art. Magic the Gathering art.
Soul Ransom.
Control Magic is back, baby. You steal a creature, they can get it back by dropping 2 cards, but then you get to draw 2.
So, that's the ransom.
Card advantage for days. Spoke Trooper. Ball Lightning with Lifelink.
For white.
Yeah, add a white on there.
Attack a white on, bump a colorless.
Strikes like Thunderball.
That's it.
You got the Sunhome Guildmage, who is your Boros Guildmage.
Yeah, okay.
Gives you a team +1/+0.
That's alright.
Puts a 1/1 haste onto the battlefield.
Makes babies.
Hasty babies.
Hasty baby.
Treasury Thull.
The Orzhov promo.
Yes.
Yes.
6 mana, 4/4 extort, and when it attacks, you can return an artifact creature or enchantment from your yard to your hand.
When it attacks? I thought it was when it dealt, like, cipher damage, but... This is much better.
Yeah, it just needs a swing. Yeah. It's not hard to swing with a 4-4 usually. Yeah,
that's pretty good. Next up is Boros Gilmage number 2.
Yeah, they tried again. True Fire Paladin. So 2-mana, 2-2 Vigilance. It can boost its power, give itself first strike.
Yes.
It's not a Gilmage because it only cares about itself.
Yeah, but I mean, look at it.
Okay. Yeah, and the parallels are suspicious.
2-mana, 2-2 uncommon. 2 activated abilities. Human, Knight, Wizard.
Red and white.
Yeah, it's just...
Unexpected results. So Simic shuffles their library to keep you from making this good. Reveals the top card. If it's a land, you can put it into play and then you get unexpected results back. If it's not a land, you can play it without paying its mana cost. The question is a random spell in your deck worth 4 mana? The answer is usually no.
Yeah, probably.
Probably not.
Urban Evolution
is
totally
probably
worth it.
5 mana draw 3, you can play an extra land.
Bonkers! This is so bonkers!
Quite good. Viscopic Confessor, 5-mana, 1-3, extort, you can pay life when it shows up to blackmail for that much.
It's pretty solid. It's going to be hard to choose the right amount of life. Yeah. You can choose any amount. Any amount.
Including zero.
Viscopa Gilmage.
Alright, gives a creature a lifelink, or whenever you gain life this turn, each opponent loses that much life, which is a nice 2-code combo.
So,
blood.
A 3-mana boring activated ability, and a 3-mana exciting activated ability. Yeah. Whispering Madness.
Awful waste of a skeleton.
Terrible.
Windfall Siphon.
Which is also probably terrible.
Not really that great. Wardrick Albedews. 2-mana 3-2 is okay up front, and it battalions for first strike because they have halberds.
Oh, 2-mana 3-2? Whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy.
This is basically a 5-battalion card because it works fine without battalion on it. If he first strikes.
2-mana 3-2. I just played that.
Zamek Guildmage is the Simic one. He can make creatures you control enter the battlefield with an additional +1/+1 counter on them. Or he can remove a counter from a creature you control to draw a card. This sort of breaks the whole symmetry of all of these just being mana as cost, because this has the removing a counter as a cost. That said, it's a good ability.
It's quite good.
Both of these are good abilities.
I wish they hadn't done that. The Guild Mages didn't have enough of a tight... I wanted them to be a tighter cycle.
Alright. Zerta Swine. 5-mana, 5-4 Blood Rush.
For 3.
Blood Rush. Blood Rushes for 3. Alright, now on to hybrid cards. Arrows of Justice. 4 mana, 4 damage to something. 3 mana, 4 damage to something in combat.
Yep.
Seems good. Beckon Apparition is back.
Reprint.
Biomass Mutation, March of the Mega Muppets. Makes your team XXs for double Simic and X. Bioshift moves +1/+1 counters around and is basically a waste of a card in your deck. Boros Reckoner's mini Spite Mare kind of sort of.
Yeah, well, he's a 3-mana 3-3, which is fine. His ability is fine. His other ability is boring.
But
so on the whole,
fine.
He's good. You're a Minotaur Wizard. Why not?
Burning Tree Emissary is a bear that gets you your mana back.
This is going to be a thing.
Flipping out with those? Yeah. Coerced Confession.
Alright, so mill 4, and you get cards equal to creatures they mill.
Yeah. Against this is going to be best against Ghoul, but usually pretty decent against anyone.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably going to be like mill 4, draw 1, replace itself, cycle, that kind of thing, which is still fine. Death Cult Rogue, the reason we've been counting rogues. The 3-mana 2-2 can't be blocked except by rogues!
Only rogues are roguish enough to get in his way.
Rogues might rogueify him.
Alright. Gift of Orzhova, 3-mana aura, +1/+1 flying lifelink. That's a lot of lifting for one 3-mana aura.
That is a decent aura, honestly. Immortal Servitude. It's a big ol' reanimation spell. Each creature with CMC X.
Yeah.
1, for instance.
Yes. Possibly 2.
Yeah.
All right.
But not both 1 and 2.
Yeah. Moonfolk of the Depths, 6-mana, 4-2, Flash.
Second creature we've seen with Flash.
Yeah, I think that's the second of two.
Yeah. So. I don't like it, honestly. I mean, the 2-1 is good, but this guy is way too expensive.
Way too expensive.
He's not even, like, a good blocker when he shows up.
Yeah, if he were a 2-4 Flash, I'd be a little more inclined to talk because he'd block like a foe.
Stuff,
you could probably make him 5-mana at that point.
Yeah.
Night Vale Spectre, 3 mana 2/3 flyer.
Oh, this guy is solid as hell.
You get to exile the top card of their library when it gets in, and you may play cards exiled with the Night Vale Spectre, like their lands.
For instance, their lands.
And then their spells.
In order to be able to play their
spells.
You
know, paging Naxxar click.
Pit fight. Instant fight.
This is exactly what Blue wants to be doing every day of the week.
Rumble Mountain.
4 mana 3/3 when it attacks, it gets bigger with
like
counters.
A lot bigger.
This is like the only non-Simic thing with +1/+1 counters.
Yeah, and you know the only problem with this card is the artwork.
It doesn't make
any
sense.
What is she even doing? This is not a Gruul lady, all right. This is like someone posing for Vogue. Gruul
doesn't have Vogue. That's not part of Gruul culture.
She should be screaming. Anyway.
Shattering Blow. Needed to happen. It's a fine card.
Exile target artifact. Pow.
I would transport trash.
Garbage.
Boros Key Rune. 1/1 double strike.
I wanted this guy to be a 1/2.
1/2 to be the Swift Blade.
But
it's red, and red doesn't get good things.
Dimir
Key Rune gets you a 2/2 unblockable.
Yes. Open question as to whether or not you can like cipher on this guy and keep the cipher thing.
And it stays.
I'm pretty sure it would. I also think inherently because they need rules to make auras and stuff fall off. But I don't know yet, and they haven't released the mechanics primer thing. So we'll find out.
Learn Spotlight.
It has a bunch of like crap words on it, and then it can make all your creatures unblockable one turn.
And it, like hexproof and unblockable for a turn. That's the real part.
Yep.
In theory, it hoses hexproof.
It doesn't.
Don't need that is such trash. Gruul Key Rune gets to be a 3/2 trample.
That's quite good.
Yeah, that's beefy.
I mean, it's not as good as Rakdos Key Rune, but nothing ever will be.
No, pretty much. Illusionist's Bracers is an equipment that's this weird double reverse Rings of Brightheart, but only for creature abilities.
Yeah, and you have to equip the creature?
You have to equip the creature, so you pay a bunch up front. But if you have a creature with a good activated ability, consider Illusionist's Bracers.
Like, yo, I've got this ability and this other ability. Check out these guns, bro!
Like, if you're, you know, drawing cards or stealing creatures or something, double up on it.
I guess Marik.
Yeah.
Anyway, Millennial Gargoyle.
Is boring.
He's 1,000 years old, and as boring as someone 1,000 years old would be, if you can imagine that.
Ozhov Key Rune gets a 1/4 lifelink, which is basically what Ozhov would like to get.
Yep.
Prophetic Prism is a reprint?
Reprint. That's good that it's here. I mean, we need this.
Yep. Razor Tip Whip. Almost a reprint of some idiot's darts.
Telemtor's darts?
Yeah, Telemtor, you're still an idiot. We took one off the activation cost, and I'd still never won about it.
People laughed at my darts. Once.
And then, like, a few other
times.
Then again. It kept happening. Right Gear is not Trusty Machete, but
no.
Only Trusty Machete is
only
Trusty
Machete. We've learned this.
Simic Key Rune gets you a 2/3 hexproof. That's
crab.
Pretty huge. Yes!
He's a crab.
2/3 crab is a shell and he deflects spells.
Okay, our last artifact is called Sky Blinder Staff. It's garbage. I mean, 1-drop, 3 equip, +1/+0, can't be blocked except by can't be blocked by creatures with flying.
Yeah.
I mean, put it on a flying creature?
Yeah, then they just.
But. No.
Not really. It's goofy. And then we've got Guild Gates and the Shockland.
Yeah, the Guild Gates and the Shockland.
And lastly, we have a different land, Thespian Stage.
Just to make sure the Watery Grave is here. The Watery Grave.
Thespian Stage. It's not Vesuva.
No, it isn't.
But it sort of plays at being Vesuva.
Could even be better than Vesuva.
It can change things up as the pace of the game.
They can reassemble the stage to be something else.
Act 2. So up to 16 posts now.
A lot of posts.
And
now this thing is going to be quite good. People are going to run it all over the place.
Yeah, there's basically... I can't think of a good reason not to. So that's Gatecrash.
That is Gatecrash. Let's see how we did on time. Oh, wow.
We
did
pretty
good.
Yeah,
we have a couple minutes left.
None of you can see it, but we just fist bumped. Okay,
well,
so
I
what
guess
do
we
think?
Have like a couple more minutes to talk about any... Like, outstanding cards.
I mean, like, I love everything Simic.
I feel like
Gruul is basically going to work in ways that Boros will not. Because Gruul is just individually powerful cards that happen to work well together.
Yeah, if this
Boros
needs
the synergy.
With each creature you have one. You make one choice, and it's from among two good choices.
Yeah.
With Battalion, you only have one choice, and you never get to make it.
Yeah, your opponent makes it.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
Hooray! We've
Skulls!
Skulls!